It was just too hot. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We're not supposed to open up a truck and see stacks of bodies in there.
But San Antonio, Texas Fire Chief Charles Hood says they found 46 migrants dead, crammed inside an 18-wheeler with no water or air conditioning. 16 survivors are hospitalized, four of them kids.
We hope that those responsible for putting these people in such humane conditions are prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Mayor Ron Nirenberg, three people in custody. It's what believed to be a human smuggling operation. About 40 people are recovering in Missouri the day after being injured when the Amtrak train they were on slammed into a dump truck on the tracks at a rural crossing. Three others were killed. The train derailed.
Then it stopped and turned on its side. The people on our left-hand side flew across and hit us and then we were standing on the windows on the right-hand side of the car.
The NTSB is sending a crew to investigate what happened and why. The Democrat-led House committee probing last year's Capitol riot has another hearing today.
The select committee is hearing from Cassidy Hutchinson this afternoon at a hearing announced only yesterday. Hutchinson was a top aide to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. In recorded depositions, Hutchinson told investigators several House Republicans inquired about pardons in the aftermath of the January 6th riot.
Fox's Jared Halpern, days after the Supreme Court undid the federal legal right to an abortion, giving states rights to restrict it, judges in Louisiana and Utah have allowed abortions to continue there for now.
Abortion providers in Louisiana argued that the ban was overly vague and restricts the right to due process. In Utah's lawsuit, Planned Parenthood and the ACLU wrote that 55 patients were scheduled for abortions in the next week. Similar lawsuits have been filed in Texas, Idaho, Kentucky, and Mississippi regarding trigger laws.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Those laws were put in place in the past to ban abortion if and when the Supreme Court rules, like it did Friday. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. President Biden's on his way to Spain, heading from one summit to another, leaving a G7 gathering of world leaders for a few days of NATO talks focused on Russia's war in Ukraine. Americans will be voting in 8 states today. Most of the races are primaries or runoffs.
Utah GOP Senator Mike Lee is running against other Republicans in his primary. With a win, he'll face Democrats for re-election. Sort of. The state's Democrats are not putting up a candidate, but are backing an independent, Evan McMullen, in November. Many Democrats say McMullen, who leans conservative, is the best chance to beat Lee this fall. In Colorado, the brand new 8th district will be watched, bringing in a new representative to Congress. Notable Democrats, Governor Jared Polis and Senator Michael Bennett, are unopposed and will learn who their Republican challengers will be. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
In Nebraska, there'll be a special election to replace Jeff Fortenberry in Congress. He resigned after the Republican was convicted in a campaign finance investigation, and he faces sentencing today. It's also sentencing day for the woman caught up in the late Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking scandal.
Ghislaine Maxwell will be sentenced in a Manhattan federal court this morning after being found guilty of procuring underage girls for sexual encounters with financier Jeffrey Epstein between 1994 and 2004. The 60-year-old convicted of 5 charges, including sex trafficking of a minor and transporting a minor with the intent to engage in criminal sexual activity. Prosecutors are pushing for up to 55 years in prison, saying she played an instrumental role in the horrific sexual abuse of multiple young teenage girls. Maxwell has denied abusing anyone, her lawyers asking for no more than 5 years. Epstein killing himself in 2019 while awaiting trial on similar charges. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures up before today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.